The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 83 of Wealth Talk. My name is Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Chris. Nice to see you again in interesting times. Now we're socially distanced again in a different way. So lots to talk about today.
Yeah, well, obviously, early in the year, we had our first lockdown. We're now in the middle of our second lockdown here in the UK, and it feels a little bit doomy and gloomy again. So we thought we'd just take some time out to try and reassure our listeners that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And of course, thinking like an entrepreneur is what we always say, and looking for the opportunities that are out there. But there's been some news lately. We thought we'd pause this week just to reflect on some of that and just discuss, you know, some of the things that are happening out there with people's wealth, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like doom and gloom because I think doom and gloom almost implies that we're all out of control. Now, we're not out of control. We are responsible, which means we can choose our response. But there's no doubt about it. The big sort of picture, I just want to make people familiar with the concept of the big picture. In economics terms, is known as macroeconomics. You heard that term before, Chris? Macroeconomics?
As opposed to
getting into the details of the economy in terms of businesses and how they react, which is called micro. And this, I remember this all back from my economics degree. And all of this is relevant now because what we can't do is ignore what's coming. You know, you talk about the light at the end of the tunnel, Chris. The light at the end of the tunnel at the minute is a train coming in your direction and is going to take you out because all the big picture stuff is pointing to trouble ahead. So let's give you the big picture. The first thing is, you know, if you think about life, people can go bust, companies can go bust, and countries can go bust. And the UK is slowly going bust. They're essentially, you know, they're typically raising 50 billion a year in borrowings, right? That's so let's say $1 billion a month, right? But in order to pay for COVID, they've already talking about, particularly in the second wave now, over 250 billion. So it means you're borrowing five times as much as you did before. Now, imagine you're an individual and you got a mortgage and all of a sudden you take on a five times bigger mortgage, but you haven't got any more income. What's going to happen?
You know, you're going to be in trouble.
You're going to be in trouble. If you think of a company who's got the same turnover or less turnover, but they've got five times more wage bill, what's going to happen? They're going to be in trouble. The country is in trouble. Now, it's not doom and gloom. This is pragmatic economics. This is saying, okay, Kevin, we know this trouble. What can we do about it? Well, first thing about any kind of strategy you can take is awareness. So if you know that typically then the government is, you know, in the macro picture, raising in taxes. So this is their income, right? So we're talking about government income. In round numbers, 600 billion a year, right? So we get 600 billion a year, and roughly a third comes from income tax, and a third comes from businesses, you know, rates and corporation tax. And the rest of it is normally coming from duties and other things. Now, if you think about what I said, if the government is massively more in debt, but they can't, by policy, you know, politically, the Conservative government signed a manifesto pledge, which is they wouldn't raise three taxes. They wouldn't raise income tax, they wouldn't raise national insurance, and they wouldn't raise VAT. What have they got left to have a go at, Chris? Well, let me tell you, it's inheritance tax and capital gains tax. And according to all the articles in the papers we're seeing and online, these are taxes on the, in inverted commas, wealthy. That's us as wealth builders making a decision to build assets. Now they're going to be aiming for our assets. Because currently the IHT, inheritance tax, and the CGT, capital gains tax bill, is only about $15 billion. So we're a soft target. And they've already started nibbling at that target in what I call stealth taxes. That means taxes they don't really declare loudly and proudly. They kind of sneak up on you and they bite you in different places. Like, for example, entrepreneurs. Chris, I'm an entrepreneur. Buying, selling businesses, that's a real skill set of entrepreneurs. And historically, you'd be able to get, as an entrepreneur, because you were taking risks, £10 million worth of potential tax relief if you sold your business. In other words, they give you a tax bill. It's capital gains tax bill, actually, if you sell a business, and you get up to tax relief on up to $10 million. That got cut to $1 million. Now, that's not a little cut. That's a huge cut. You know, that means the maximum you can ever really claim back is $100,000 now in a capital gains tax way. So this is a real problem. And the capital gains that they're going to be going for next are going to be property owners. Thinking about what are they talking about doing? Well, they're talking about currently you get £12,000 roughly is an allowance before you pay tax. They're talking about dropping that to $5,000. And then they're saying, well, you know, this is all a bit confusing, this tax. You know, income tax is 20% or 40%, and capital gains is 10 or 20% generally, but higher if it's residential property. We already know they put the tax up on that. But they're talking about bringing them in line. So what does bringing that in line mean? Well, it means taking it from 10 to 20 and from 20 to 40. So if all of a sudden you more than halve anyone's allowance and then double the tax bill when they sell anything, you need to be planning ahead. You need to think about this and create a plan. And part of that plan is to shield as many assets as you can from tax and be thinking about doing so now. And they'll do the same with inheritance tax. You know, so currently inheritance tax is only payable only on assets over $325,000, which is not a huge amount, but it's 40%. Well, what could they do there? You know, again, they could either increase that or play with the allowance, or they could eliminate the current exemption for your home. You know, there's all sorts of things. So I think the two soft targets then that the government will aim for sure, right? Because they have to. You know, they can't not do it. Otherwise, where's the money going to come from to even get anywhere near balancing those books? And remember, they never balance them. They're always in deficit. And now we're seeing those deficits turning into serious problems. You know, councils are now going bust. All sorts of things now that are giving us a signpost that we need to take responsibility, because for the average person who builds their wealth in the average ways, everything is headed in terms of making that even harder. Well, we already know it's hard now, don't we, Chris? For people who normally build their wealth on pillars 1, 2, 3. And we talk about that in our books and our trainings, don't we, Chris, about that one?
We do. And we're actually just finishing off a guide, which will be available for all of our listeners to download for free. And we're calling that Wealth in the Second Wave. And it's nearly 50 pages. So it's a pretty hefty guide. And it's got some wonderful contributors in there, people that have spoken on the Wealth Talk podcast over the last few months. And we cover all of the seven pillars in there. And it really is just helping people to, as you say, make that mindset shift from, you know, the traditional pillars over to the entrepreneurial pillars, and to really start thinking ahead. And another news article that I spotted this week, Kevin, was that nearly 4 in 10 Brits over 55 have said that COVID-19 has made them more worried about job security. So we know that not only is it becoming harder to actually build that wealth through assets, but then coupled with the worry of actually perhaps not having earned income for many people as well coming in.
And also businesses, of course, who certain sectors, you know, who perhaps a year ago now would have felt themselves safe with a plan, and now they're devastated, you know, and some of those are huge businesses, aren't they? Cruise liners, airliners, all sorts of big businesses and small businesses too. Just, you know, local restaurant that I love to go to, you know, can't go there. So you're in lockdown and you can't even go and enjoy a nice dinner anywhere. So in both in the macro and the micro position, everything is telling us that there's huge, huge trouble ahead. And in order to deal with this, you need to understand some things. And let's just reflect, because I know you used words there, you know, the simple pillars and the entrepreneurial pillars. And I might mention that if you just think about this very simplistically, most people build their wealth in the UK, the 95%, and I'm sure it's the same in the US and as well, they build their wealth on three things. You know, they have a home, they have some money in pensions, and they have some money in investments. So the home, what's happening to our home value these days? Well, all the indicators are that property prices are going to be squeezed. So your home value goes down. Now, for most people, they don't have an income from their home anyway. So, you know, relatively neutral, but still, you know, the whole issue about property prices is, looks like it's being challenged. The second is pensions. Now, we've seen recently in the news that the predictability of people to draw income from their pension, sometimes called draw down, you know, when you actually take money out of your pension to provide you with an income stream, that what's known as the safe drawdown, in other words, how much can you take from your pension that you'd reasonably expect to be able to maintain it so you don't find your pension pot depleting, has been adjusted downwards from 4% to 3%. Now, it doesn't sound a lot, does it? 4 to 3. But it's huge, isn't it? You think about that. It's, you know, 25% reduction in what's predictable as an income, and how many people out there would like a 25% pay cut? You know, it's just a massive, massive, massive impact. And this is going to start to permeate through people's pensions. So their pension pot is going to be worth less, not worthless, although, you know, one could argue some pensions, especially the forgotten ones, are literally worthless, aren't they? Because people lose them. And we've talked about that on previous podcasts. But the pensions will be worth less. And that's why we spend a lot of time trying to help people understand and maybe disturb them to do something about connecting their mind to their pension instead of being disconnected and delegating that money into the hands of third parties, which they'll be taking their fees. You know, fees will be charged on a much lower base. So not good news. And then, of course, if you've got money in cash, terrible interest rates. So, you know, how do you build your wealth? Well, you have to look at the entrepreneurial pillars. You have to look at building portfolio or property. You have to look at businesses. You have to look at the idea of creating intellectual property and turning your ideas into value. And you have to look at collaborating and doing joint ventures. And these things will all be addressed in wealth in the second wave. And we'll be touching all of those to try and give you some ideas that you can work on and think about. And please do not bury your head in the sand on this. Do not drift. And kind of, I hear people saying, well, I'm going to wait to see how it all settles down. Well, how it's going to settle down is you're just going to be hammered. There's going to be more taxes to pay. And I'm not dooming and glooming. I'm definitely not doing it. I'm saying this is a sober realization that things are changing for the worse, and it's not going to go back anytime soon. Because how can a country, you know, with this much debt, not increase the taxes, and they're going to have to increase them for a very, very, very long time. So, but wealth builders are proactive, aren't they? They know there's a wind blowing on them, but then they choose the set of their sail. And it's pleasing to see, Chris, that some of those people who do follow us and do work with us have been saying some positive things about us too.
Absolutely. Yes. So why don't we share a couple of our most recent reviews that have coming over the last couple of days. And first one is from Trustpilot. This is from one of our members in the 7 Steps to Wealth program, Jean-Marc. And Jean-Marc says, I came across Wealth Builders by accident. I was looking for another podcast to listen to when I came across Wealth Talk, and I was hooked. And for the following days, I went through all of them and I learned so much just by listening to those. I already had a few pillars in place, but I didn't do anything about the roof or the SaaS. I then decided to call Christian, had a chat, and following that conversation, decided to join the program in July. And we know we've spoken to Jean-Marc in the last couple of weeks, Kevin, haven't we? And he's really now moving forwards on his roof, and he's also now in the application stage of his SaaS. So he says, it's only a few months, but I've already learned so much more than I expected. And he felt he was at a crossroads, but after that call with us, Kevin, he's much clearer now. So thank you, Jean-Marc, for that.
Yeah, and that's great. And I tell you what's interesting for me, when people whose first language isn't English, and there's a Jean-Marc, and we have another client called Jean-Claude as well, and others, not just French speakers, but people who really take the trouble to learn how to build wealth when English is not their first language. And I think, you know, I always take my hat off to them. Can you imagine trying to go to France or Spain and learn the wealth system in a different country? You'd probably just bury your head in the sand. And these people haven't done that. You know, and I'm so impressed with anybody. It's even harder if you've got to learn not just the language of the country, but also you're learning the wealth language at the same time. And this is the essence of it, isn't it, Chris? That whenever you want to change what you're doing, you know, the wealth is a journey of discovery and you have to speak the language. So keep in tune with us, and we'll teach you as much of that language as possible. And get a copy of the Wealth in the Second Wave, which will be free of charge. You know, we don't charge for these things. We want to impact you positively and give you some things you can do, whether you do them on your own or whether you do them in association with us.
Yeah, we better tell you where you can get that guide, hadn't we? So if you go to wealthbuilders.co.uk/wealthguide, and you can download a copy of Wealth in the Second Wave there. And, you know, make yourself a cuppa, because it's, as we say, nearly 50 pages of riveting read, hopefully for you. And yeah, let me read out one more review, Kevin.
Okay.
Time, and this is from Neil Moggan. Neil says, I came across Wealth Builders during lockdown, and as I looked to build my wealth to secure my family's future and develop my knowledge of financial aptitude, I was extremely impressed with the quality of the resources. Understanding the 7 pillars of wealth really helped my knowledge and encouraged me to take action to build each of the pillars, which he has now done. And his finances and knowledge are now in a much better position. He's confident about the future and has even started his own company through the encouragement of Kevin, myself, and the Wealth Builders community. So he says, I cannot recommend Wealth Builders enough. Thank you, Neil.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, Neil is a teacher by profession. Definitely somebody who you would normally expect to be building wealth in the traditional way, you know, the having a house, a teacher's pension and some savings. And that's a difficult place to build wealth from there. All respect to teachers, you know, I think anybody who prides themselves on the making learning impacts and helping people transform from young kids to old kids or grown-ups like we teach, Chris, I applaud all of them. So hats off to anybody who does that. However, you know, what he's recognized, and we spoke actually, and he's trying to bring financial literacy more to children. And I think that's a very laudable thing to do, isn't it? Because not, you know, this agenda we have is just education, but it's not on any syllabus. It's not part of the national curriculum. And I think I'll do some work with Neil to try and help people understand what lessons they could bring to their children so that they could easily, you know, provide that access, whether it's schools, if they ever change their mindset and want to put that on the curriculum, or whether it's the parents of fellow wealth builders who want to give their kids, you know, some extracurricular actions and activities and learnings that will not be boring, that will be absolutely riveting to help the kids kind of see that having money skills is an important part of having life skills. It's not about making people focused or motivated or driven by money at all. It's just building some common sense things in, even things like, you know, student debt and getting into debt and what debt does as a drag on your life and how you could do something about that. And in fact, it's a book that I wrote some while ago, Chris, that we're going to repurpose, aren't we? A book I wrote called Save a Fortune, How to Eliminate Your Mortgage, Credit Cards and Loans Fast. Something I did for myself, paid my mortgage off in 7 years flat, and teach other people how to do the same. I think we're going to need to bring this back, Chris, because I think with more and more student debt and with more and more economic debt and personal debt, I think we probably need to give that
another CPR.
Give it a breathe new life into it. And maybe with the help of people like Neil, which is another interesting point, Chris, because I was advocating to all of our members recently to download a book, I might have mentioned it before, called Who Not How. And it's a great book. The kind of idea behind that is a guy called Dan Sullivan, who's just a brilliant coach. And in that book, you know, talks about the idea that when you ask yourself the question, how do I do something, you end up sort of restricting yourself because you only ever see your own ability. Yet if you ask the question, who can help me achieve that, you then just open your mind and you accept the possibility then of other people's distinctions, other people's ideas, other people's expertise, other people's resources, other people's time. So, for example, if I work with Neil and he can create the materials and then we can joint market them, you see a joint venture is created from one idea. And this is what I think the power of wealth building is asking the question, who and not how. Because when you always ask the question, how, that's the very problem of our education system. It, you know, can you remember when you were a kid, Chris? I remember it a long, long time ago. You did all the work yourself. You know, you were in a classroom doing the homework yourself. You did exams on your own. If you did anything in collaboration, it was called cheating. You know, and we teach how to collaborate. We're not cheating people to wealth. The opposite. We're expanding people's wealth by the understanding of how best to collaborate. And the whole science of wealth dynamics that we use so much encourages that and shows people how to do that. So I think Neil's got some great ideas. And if he can be a who in my life and bring, you know, some of that educational material created by a teacher but for children, I probably couldn't do that. I wouldn't have the acuity to narrow it down for lessons for children. And I can be a who in his life and get that marketed so that he can create another income in addition to what he's doing now. Then, you know, magic's happened there, hasn't it, really? So anyway, let's hope that happens. But either way, out there, you know, always ask that question, you know, and get involved with people. Do not DIY your way to wealth. It's too slow. It's too boring. It's, you know, simply doesn't transform you ever. All you're doing is restricting yourself. Like, you can't save your way to wealth. You cannot DIY your way to wealth. Please embrace the concepts, whether you connect with us or not, isn't the point. But do accept and be humble and accept the help of others on your journey.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd like to connect with more like-minded people, then don't forget, you can join us in our Wealth Builders Facebook group. So just search for Wealth Builders, all one word, in Facebook and join the free community there. And I'm sure we'll put the link to the wealth guide in the group as well. So one easy place for people to go and find it.
Well, I feel like I've been on my soapbox a bit today, Chris.
Well, you know, we speak to people every day and we know that people are concerned. So we just want to put the word out and reach out to people and let them know that they're not alone, right? And if you have that plan and you have the right support around you, then, you know, it can take a bit of the burden off people's shoulders right now.
And give them a sense that there is light at the end of the tunnel, you know. And I think for many people, Chris, you know, we are shining a light, and I'm quite happy not to be, you know, classed as any form of guru or anything like that, but qualified as a guide to shine a light on a path that they can follow to build their own wealth and to create a great legacy, remembering the government are going to be coming after it soon. So you need to shield it, and all of those lessons we know well inside the Wealth Builder program.
Great stuff. Well, thank you all for listening today. And Kevin, thank you. We'll catch up on the next episode of Wealth Talk.
Mm-hmm. And until then, Chris, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.